Hey, Pat, why don't you jump on WGN Radio and tell us a little bit about your restaurant in Will County. How are you today?
I'm fine, John. Thank you for the call, and thank you for this opportunity.
Pat Reimer's on a phone line, the owner of Chicken and Spice in Joliet. Whereabouts in Joliet are you?
We're on Chicago Street. It's a main street that's headed right up to the courthouse. We've been here for about 40 years now.
Wow. 20% capacity now. Starting today, you can serve customers indoors if you weren't already. Were you already serving people indoors, Pat?
No, actually, we weren't.
Yeah. Are you guys going to open up now?
We will willingly, happily greet those 20%. It's made a huge difference in our revenue, in our dollars. A lot of our people downtown, everything is closed downtown right now. And so our customer base is like construction workers working on the new courthouse and city workers that come in. They're cold, they're tired, they're hungry, and they don't want to go back out into their car and eat. So I think we're going to gain a nice lunch group by having 20%.
Are you open today then for that?
Yes, we are. We're open at
10
o'clock.
Hooray. I mean, like in 8 minutes. Hey, everybody in Joliet, go to Pat's place. And what's best on the menu today, Pat?
Well, Thursday only, we have our wonderful homemade chicken gumbo, and it is fantastic.
So you can seat 25 people or 25% of capacity, whichever is less, because Kankakee and Will counties have moved up to the better tier, 25% indoor capacity, 50% down by Champaign-Urbana. Okay, let's talk to another restaurant owner, although stay with us, Pat. John Daly, you're on WGN Radio. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. You're the owner of, is it Cerezo Restaurante?
I'm the general manager location.
So that's a restaurant and bar. Where in Joliet or whereabouts in Will County is that?
We are in Frankfort, the village of Frankfort. We are at Route 30 and LaGrange. There's a Curry Motors Ford dealership that's kind of right across the street from us. We're in a small strip mall with a currency exchange and a VIP nails.
Are you going to be able to open up today?
Yes.
Have you been open up already?
Not exactly. We've kind of gone along the COVID restrictions route where we would only be having very limited amount of seating, say some people, because we had a lot of families that would always come out, and when people would bring their kids out to all their sports and stuff, even with the little bit that would actually be happening, they would just need to come to get something. They would put in food, and while they're waiting for their food, say we have two to-goers going out because everything slowed down so much, people would just sit down, have a drink at the bar, and then once their food comes up, we would have them leave. Just sitting there kind of keeping everything as minimal as possible, but also keeping everything as controlled as possible.
You expect folks will be coming in more now that you can legally open up to 25%?
Yes.
What does that mean to you guys? Let's start with you, John. Keep talking. What does this mean to your business there?
It's just kind of given us that chance to be able to get back to normal. To say normal is a wild term to say, but yeah, just some kind of normalcy. And even just throughout this entire time, on behalf of the UFC fight coming up this weekend, I had always said from Dustin Poirier, when times are good, you be grateful. And when during times like this, you be graceful. So during all these tough times, we are always very graceful with how we handled everything. We had always adapt and overcome with how everything would happen. But now that we get the 25%, it allows you to kind of take that deep step back and be like, okay, now things can kind of go back to something normal, something we're used to.
Yeah. Pat, how much more money will you guys be making? Because you've been doing carry out, but now people can also eat in. Do you think this is going to bump your money, or is going to be the same amount of money, but just some people will be eating inside?
I think it's going to give us back some of our loss. When we first closed down in November, we had a drastic drop in our sales. We actually were down 40%, and we're getting a little bit of a back more and more with catering and with carryout orders. So I'm very feeling optimistic that with reopening, even at 25 customers or 20 customers, we'll start to gain back our customer base.
You got a number for me, John? What does this mean to you?
It means a lot, because even as the other one I brought up, the catering stuff had helped us. Like, we did a dinner package and that kind of saved us. But from the pandemic and being shut down, our sales had dropped about 45%. So it took a very big hit on us, and we weren't exactly ready for it. But that's kind of how the year had gone.
So did you make a couple of calls, Pat and John, to some members of the staff and say, hey, I need you to report to work? And is that a happy call?
That was a happy call for me.
It was. And just to be able to kind of tell people, like, hey, like, let's get back to making money for you guys. It was nice to be able to kind of give people that good comment.
What am I going to order at your place, John, when I come over?
Oh, you're going to get some blackened chicken tortellini or just one of our blackened pork chops. Anything at our restaurant that has our blackened seasoning on it, I swear by.
John Daly is the owner of, say that for me now, John. I said Sorriso. Do you say Soriso?
No, it is Sorriso. You actually said that correctly.
Sorriso restaurant. Yeah, at Route 30 and LaGrange Road. So southern part of Will, or that'd be actually southern part of the suburbs, but northern part of Will County, right?
Yes. Yeah, we're and that's even been the harder part because we're right on the edge with Cook County and stuff. You go a mile or so up the road, you're in Tinley Park and you're in Cook County. So it's always been a little bit tough for people don't have to drive far to get away from the restrictions.
I don't know if this is good advice or not, but hey, Southern Cook County, just head on over to Sorriso Restaurante and Bar and you can eat inside. That's fair and legit. And Pat's downtown Joliet. The casino can open up now, right, Pat? So that would help you, right?
I haven't heard word that the casino can be opened, so I don't know. I'm sure I'll find out today, though.
In addition to easing the restrictions of indoor dining and bar service, rules that have been widely flouted, Will, I'm reading from the Tribune, Will and Kankakee counties will see capacity limits on retail stores raised, fitness classes raised. It doesn't say about the casino here, but boy, that would help too. County building is downtown Joliet. I wish you both well. Let's hope all of the counties and cities in the Chicagoland area soon get to the same tier. But I'm glad you guys are up and running, John. Pat, good luck today.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
Yeah, great help. We very much appreciate it.
You betcha. Yeah, betcha. So they're open in Will and Kankakee counties. I'm glad for them.